Hello, this is John with Saul's blog for Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. Listen to his message about the need for self-clarity. Humanity has collectively chosen to awaken. Of course, it could not have chosen to remain slumbering indefinitely, because slumbering is an illusory concept that is only possible in the illusion, but it could have further delayed its decision to wake up. However, once that decision was made, there was no possibility of reversing it, because that decision started the awakening process. It is a little like raising the blinds on a sunny morning, allowing the daylight to stream in and rapidly clear away the fog of sleep. Full wakefulness demands your attention and gets it, filling you with energy and enthusiasm for the wonder of life and all that that makes possible. It is the greatest of all the divine gifts that your Father has bestowed upon you, because it makes the others meaningful. Without life, they would have remained unknown and unappreciated. Life in the illusion has been practically lifeless, and consequently most of your Father's gifts to you have remained barely noticed or mostly ignored. When you awaken, they will be instantly there to greet you, and your appreciation of them will burst into bloom. Life, re-engaged within reality, offers you astounding prospects, the likes of which you presently cannot conceive of, because the limited sense of life and consciousness that you presently experience has no reference point that could meaningfully intimate reality to you. You still need to heed the guidance that is offered to you from those in the spiritual realms, advising you to release yourselves from the grasping distractions with which the illusion endeavours to ensnare you, and then focus within, where you will uncover the truth of who you really are. That is a major step on the ladder to your awakening, so hesitate no longer. Take that step and experience the new self-clarity with which it presents you. Self-clarity is a major opening of your awareness that will occur when you disentangle yourselves from the distractions of the illusion. Quiet time alone each day is the secret to this task, which most of you find very difficult. The illusion is extremely distracting because it seems to envelop you in every moment while those around you demand your attention, either at home, at work, travelling, or during moments of social engagement. Taking time out, quietly and alone, releases you from these distractions temporarily and helps you to learn non-attachment, a very useful and essential skill in your task of disentanglement. Non-attachment allows you to observe the illusion without engaging with it. This brings you peace, reduces your stress levels, and enables you to avoid becoming emotionally embroiled in other people's issues, worries, and fears. Then you can listen compassionately when requested, and in so doing, enable others to find some inner peace, because with the stable and accepting presence you offer them, they no longer feel a need to defend themselves or hide behind an attacking mask that serves the same purpose. And voicing their concerns in safety to a compassionate listener helps them to gain some clarity on the issues that are unsettling or disturbing them. Sharing your love and your light in this way helps others to open to the loving energies that have always been there for them, but of which they were largely unaware due to the intense distractions that surround them. You are the light bearers, the way showers, and the bringers of peace, and to carry out that task, you must have found your own inner peace. Doubtless it will still get ruffled from time to time when the tensions others are holding cause emotional outbursts, but the very fact of taking time out daily to de-stress will most assuredly strengthen your resolve to be loving and peaceful, whatever situation you may be dealing with. Occasionally, your own sense of being alone, surrounded by others who are seemingly unaware of any of their spiritual aspects, can be daunting for you. You feel that if you could communicate with another like-minded being, it would be uplifting, strengthening your own faith in God's infinite love for you. If you cannot find a human with whom you can share your ideas, your anxieties, or your doubts, then do turn inwards for guidance. Many allow their sense of aloneness to distract them from their spiritual calling, and they seek solace by joining with others in social activities. But that only serves them to move away from it. Resist that temptation and go within. Persist. Ignore the distractions of the doubting mind. This is not working. I cannot still my mind. Why would anyone in the spiritual realms want to help me? And you will find some peace and loving warmth, because we are there, awaiting your call with compassion and understanding. We truly want to help when you feel down, depressed, or lonely. Please call. We will answer you, and you will feel comforted and supported. With so very much love, Saul.